This morning is all about Ezekiel chapter 37, the Valley of Dry Bones. And so we'll watch a video soon that literally just like shows how that all happened. But a bit of context to today's reading. For about 32 chapters, Ezekiel records how Judah and many of the surrounding nations were punished for their sins. At first, none of the people wanted to listen to the Lord, and that's why they find themselves in this valley of dry bones. Literally, they say in Ezekiel chapter 37, these are the words people speak while they find themselves in this very dry and weary land. They say, our sins are heavy upon us, and we are wasting away. And to this, God responds by saying that he would not punish those who repented. And so, as any good parent, we don't necessarily like punishing our children. You know, most parents don't. We just like teaching them the good ways of the Lord and what's right and wrong. And this is exactly what God does again and again and again. And even in this chapter, he's reaching out to Israel once again, trying to encourage them to follow in his ways. Just like he does in Luke 15 again and again with the lost parables. God calls us back to him again and again, and at times even goes out to search for us. And so in this text, he grabs Ezekiel and he does incredible things in and through Ezekiel's life. Now we just need to remember this today, that no matter how far we've gone, the whole Old Testament proves this again and again and again. No matter how far we've gone, no matter how far we've strayed from God and his ways, no matter how dry and weary we feel spiritually, God will always come to us. He will walk with us through that valley, just like he did with Ezekiel. And so as an introduction to today's sermon, I'm just going to pray and then we're going to watch this visual illustration of the text, and then we're going to read it through as we go along. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word, and we ask that today it will speak powerfully to each and every single one of us sitting here. Bring our dead bones to life in and through your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Enjoy the video. Wouldn't it be nice if at the end of your wrestle, that you also wake up with a six-pack like that? I would love that. They are great. Save some time in the gym. But let's read this together. Now that you've got a visual representation of what happened in this text, let's read it together. Ezekiel chapter 37 from verse 1 onwards. And please keep your Bibles open, as you should be accustomed by now. Read a few verses and preach, and then read a few verses and carry on. So verse 1. The hand of the Lord was on me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me back and forth among them, and I saw a great many bones on the floor of the valley, bones that were very dry. Now let's just pause here for a moment and unpack this incredible truth. Often I think when we read through Scripture, the first couple of verses in a chapter, we often just skim over as merely an introduction to the main event coming later. And this could be true, but I want us to pay attention to this introduction because there's an incredible truth here that we often skim over and miss. It states that God set Ezekiel in the middle of the valley. God set him there, not by coincidence, not by Ezekiel's decisions or lack thereof, but God placed him in the valley of dry bones. Some even refer to this as the valley of death. Now, for some, this might be an aha moment. God placed Ezekiel in that moment. And so let us just think about our lives at the moment and what we might be going through. Some of us, life might be great, and then it's very easy for us to say, yes, God puts us in this moment. It's all good. Like, we're just enjoying life, and there's no issues whatsoever. But it's very hard for us to say that God set us in a moment when it's dry and weary, when things aren't going so well, when things are really, really difficult. Whether that is physically, things are difficult, or emotionally, or intellectually, or even spiritually, like it was for the Israelites in this moment. We're spiritually, that we're really struggling. It's hard in those moments to say, this is all on God. God's put me in this moment. Really hope that for some of us, we can journey with Ezekiel, not just this morning, but every day, and get to that realization. A few friends of mine that they keep reminding me of this phrase, God's got this. Especially in the dry and weary land where I tend to moan a lot. Just go, Lord, really? Was this the great plans you have for me? Plans to prosper me and not to harm me? But I'm in the dry and weary land and this sucks. And my friends go, but God's got this. And at times I really want to like punch them and just go, keep quiet. But it's the truth. It's the truth for Ezekiel. God's got this. He put you in that very moment in time. And some of us wrestle with that, especially when it's a physical dry and weary land, where you're struggling with your health or a loved one struggling with theirs. May we take courage in those moments. Sorry, this keeps coming off. There we go. That should work better now. When we're struggling physically, it's really hard for us to come to grips with the fact that God's with us in this moment. But may we get to that point where we can even echo the words of King David in Psalm 23, that yes, even though I physically, or my loved one physically right now, even though they are walking through the valley of dry bones or the valley of death, even in this moment, Lord, help me to know and trust that you are with me. Help me to fear no evil. For I know that you are with me, God, and that your rod and staff comfort me and guide me through this storm, just like you did with Ezekiel. You were there with Ezekiel in the valley of dry bones. Now, poor Ezekiel, you know, he's just there. It's not even his fault. It's the Israelites' fault. And God puts him in that desert, in that valley of dry bones. And we'll get to the reason just now. But maybe for you, it's not a physical thing. Maybe for you right now, it's an emotional valley of dry bones where you are struggling with grief and despair or even depression or insecurities in general. And that is your dry bone right now. That is your valley. In that moment, right now, know this and know this with all of your heart. God is with you and he has placed you there. And yes, for me, and I'm pretty sure for you, you wrestle with that. When God places you in the valley, you go, why? What on earth did I do to make me sit here right now? And you wrestle with God. And maybe that's why there was a shaking and a rattling of bones with Ezekiel eventually, because he probably picked up some bones. He's like, why, God? Why am I here? Emotionally, why am I here right now? And God's like, I've set you here. I'm with you. I will guide you through this valley. Yes, Ezekiel, you might be walking around for quite some time, but I will guide you through this. I will guide you. Maybe today for you, it's not emotional or physical. You're okay. You feel stronger like never before. But maybe intellectually, you're in a valley of dry bones where you're just overwhelmed by stress or worry or fatigue, where the economy is just not playing its cards in your favor right now. Know this today. God is with you. Just like he placed Ezekiel in that desert, he places you in this very moment right now. And he wants to remind you that he's with you every step of the way. And then more directly related to our text today, if you are in the valley spiritually, where it feels like you are praying and your prayers are hitting the ceiling, and the ceiling is not even this high, it's like really low. You know, like when you go into a trap door underneath a staircase, that kind, you just feel completely enclosed and like your prayers are hitting that ceiling. That you kind of start questioning, but where is God and why is all this happening? You start questioning your faith and doubt creeps in. And for some of us, we might even think that the spiritual life is just a smokescreen. Oh, it's just something that somebody believes in. Because when I pray, it just doesn't seem to happen. Maybe you're in that place right now where even your devotional life or reading of scripture, you're like, what's the point? What's the point? And I think for many of the Israelites, they're like, their sin was so heavily weighed upon themselves that they probably thought, oh, well, let's just carry on with life. What's the point? Know this, that God is with you even in that moment where you are in the darkest place spiritually, where you are questioning His existence and His power and even His love for you. In this moment right now, God is with you. Every step of the way, He will not leave you nor forsake you. He will guide you through this valley. And if you're like me and you wrestle with this a lot, let's look at Ezekiel and say, Lord, please help me get through this dark, dark valley. God placed Ezekiel in that very moment in time, in the valley of dry bones, and here's the good news. If the hand of God put him there, the hand of God will take him out. Oy vey, I'll try that again. If the hand of God has placed you in this very moment, the hand of God will get you out. Hey. Come on. I know this is a deep struggle for many of us, but hold on to this truth. If the hand of God placed Ezekiel in the valley of dry bones and put you in that place, the hand of God will get you through. He promises this in Ezekiel 36, and you need to hold on to those promises today if you find yourself in the dry and weary land. God will get you through. Hold on to that. Don't let go. And even when you feel like letting go, just say, God, take me. Take me through this. Get me to the other side. And it's interesting how God knows our frailty so well. He knows that when the pain is just overwhelming and we just can't carry on, or spiritually we are so dead that we just want to give up, God knew this then with Ezekiel, and He even knows this now. And that's why He says to Ezekiel, verse 3, son of man, can these bones live? Right now, He's asking you the same question. Can these bones of emotional weariness live? Can these physical bones of pain live? Can these spiritually dead bones of yours and mine live? And I think for most of us, we'll answer the same way. Sovereign Lord, You alone know. Sovereign Lord, You alone know what's happening at the end of this journey. You alone can answer the question, can life come from this? Will I ever get through this valley? You see, God knows that when we are surrounded with impossible situations in our minds, He knows how we struggle with that. And that's why He asked Ezekiel, can these bones live? Do you believe I can get you through this, Ezekiel? Can these bones live? And Ezekiel responds, Sovereign Lord, You only know this. I recall fond moments sitting with a very good friend of mine when my best friend passed away, wrestling with the fact that he had a very young daughter that just entered this world, and now, you know, his wife is a widow early in her 20s. This girl's not even 2 years old, wrestling with a good friend of mine. Can good come from this? And my friend just saying, Jan, God's got this. And I was like, come on. How? And it's texts like this that reminds me, yes, God's got this. He placed Ezekiel in that moment to the point where Ezekiel can say, Sovereign Lord, only You know. Only You know if these bones can live. Only You know if I'll ever get through this depression. Only You know if I'll ever get through this grief or this pain or this spiritual weariness. Only You know, God, if I can get through this storm. And so God calls Ezekiel to do something that He calls even us to do from verse 4. Then God said to him, prophesy to these bones and say to them, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Now, before we get a bit uncomfortable with the prophesying part, God kind of understands that some of us might. So he even clarifies that for us, that we don't become super spiritual about this. He says, prophesy to these bones and say to them, say to them. So it's literally speaking the word of the Lord into your situation. So right now, in your valley of dry bones, in your hurt, in your emotional and physical and intellectual and spiritual weariness, God says to you and I, say this, prophesy this into your moment right now. Dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord. And that's why I think this series that we're doing in the big year is so important. Because in our dry and weary lands, in our valleys of dry bones, God is calling us to speak his word into that situation. How can we do that if we don't know his word? It's quite difficult to just do it naturally. And that's why the challenge is this year, let's read God's word more and more and more. And even if you don't know the word, just grab the Bible, open it up, and keep speaking God's truth into your situation. And do it again and again and again, just like Ezekiel did. Did you notice? He did it the first time. And the only thing that happened was a bit of rattling and a bit of sinew and skin. So things got a little bit better, but the body was still just lying there. There was no life. And I can imagine that this wrestling with God of trying to get these dry bones to wake up, get the situation over, help restore life into this death moment, God. I can see Ezekiel wrestling with this and going, God, I just did what you asked me to do, and this death still isn't life. Yes, things look a little better. It's not dry bones anymore. It's now just bodies lying over all over the place. God says to him, once again, speak. Speak. And you'll see in verse 6, it's, I will attach tendons to you and make flesh come upon you and cover you with skin. I will put breath in you and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord. So verse 4, he speaks and the flesh and the sinew come together, but the dead body is still lying there. And then verse 10, and so I prophesy as I commanded, and breath entered into them. They came to life and stood up on their feet, a vast army. Now, I'm fully aware that in this case, it's most probably a parable. But if it is not, and if it's not a parable and it actually happened, I really hope that happens in modern day context too, but I'll probably freak out and run out the door. Don't know about you. But if this happens physically, you know, it's a scary thing. But I think God is trying to say to us that this will happen in your generation, spiritually, emotionally, and intellectually, and possibly even physically, but on a different level, where you could be struggling physically with some form of impairment and you go, Lord, I need to speak your truth into this, just like Ezekiel did, and I need to do it again and again and again. And you and I might do it for all of our lives. And at the end, God's like, okay, I'll answer your prayer now, but in about 10 seconds, you're gonna come with me and then all the pain's gonna be all gone. But for some of us, you could ask the Lord and you could speak the truth into a situation and God's word again and again and again, and it actually happens. And hopefully in weeks to come, when we share testimonies, we can share testimonies of God's truth, bringing power and life into your valley of dry bones. And if you do have stories that you want to share with us, please do send it to myself or Duncan, where we can share with the world, not just this community, how faithful God is and that he takes dry bones, emotional, intellectual, and spiritual dry bones, and he brings them back to life. But it does require something of us, just like it did for Ezekiel. It requires us to remain faithful and to speak God's word into our situation again and again and again. Yes, at times, just like with him from verse 8 and 9, there's progress. You can see God doing something. And that makes it easier, hey? It's easier to keep going and to keep praying when we see progress. But God called Ezekiel to speak his truth into a situation regardless of the progress. Because at the end of verse 10, here's a man standing. He's alive. And it's a vast army. And now what? And now what? And then God goes, okay, let me tell you what just happened. Let me give you a bit of background context, Ezekiel. From verse 11, son of man, these bones are the people of Israel. They say, our bones are dried up. Our hope is gone. We are cut off. In verse 12, therefore prophesy and say to them, this is what the sovereign Lord says. My people, I'm going to open up your graves and bring you up from them. I will bring you back to the land of Israel. Then you, my people, will know that I am the Lord. When I open up your graves and bring you up from them, I will put my spirit in you and you will live. I will settle you in your own land. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken and I have done it, declares the Lord. See, there's an end result to your pain journey right now. There's an end result to your valley and my valley. God makes that very clear. That end result might not be evident in this world, but that end result is certainly evident into all eternity. Do you remember what happened when Jesus Christ got up and walked out the grave? So this even speaks into that moment where the graves opened up. Remember that? Get some nodding. Remember that? The graves opened up and the faithful ones went into glory with Jesus Christ. Friends, that should be our hope today. That even if you wrestle with what you're wrestling with for the rest of your life, know this truth today. Know this and hold on to that, that your pain will not last. God will journey with you all the way to the end and then welcome you into a pain-free eternity, where emotionally, intellectually, physically, and spiritually, all things are restored, made new. You can enjoy life into all eternity with him. And that's why he says, I will do this so that you will know that I am the Lord. I might do this right now in your life. As you walk on earth, you might experience this kind of miracle in your own life right now, where God takes the dead, dry bones in your life, regardless of what they are, and he restores life to that moment in this life so that you too can enjoy life once again to its fullness on this side of eternity. And hopefully in that moment, you will do what some of the Israelites did and give glory to God and praise his name for what he's done for you on this side of eternity. But even if he does not, you and I can take courage knowing that he's already done it for us into eternity. That there will come a time where the pains and the sorrows of this world are over and we can enjoy eternity with the Lord with no more tears, no more suffering, and no more pain. Hold on to both truths today. God is with you in this moment. Speak his truth and his word into your suffering, into your wrestling, into your dry bones, and allow him to do what only he can do. Only God can take dry bones and bring them to life on this side of eternity and into all eternity. Only God can do that. So take that right now and place it into the hands of Almighty God. Knowing God, in your hands, I commit again all of my life. I surrender it all to you, knowing that just like you did with Ezekiel, you've got this. You've got this. I know it's sometimes extremely difficult to hold on to that truth, that even in this moment, God's got this. But it's my encouragement to you, to all of us, and even to me, that let's hold on to that truth. And even when we struggle, then we read the rest of Ezekiel chapter 37, and we even go back to chapter 36, where God promises a lot of things to the Israelites. Those promises still hold truth to this very day. We need to know that and hold on to that. And when we read that he will put a spirit in us and give us life, he's already done that into all eternity. But right now, we might need it right now. Please, Lord, help me physically, emotionally, spiritually, intellectually. Help me breathe life into this death moment. And know this, friends, that if it's the Lord's will, it'll happen on this side of eternity. If it's the Lord's will, that might not. And we get into heaven and we look back at our life story and we just watch the plumb line of God being with us every step of the way, guiding us into all eternity. The good news is this, that regardless of whether that happens today or only happens into eternity, if you and I live as people, and I know of a few that do this again and again and again, and I stand in awe of them because I fail in this regard. I stand in awe of people who, even in the most darkest valley, they use these words. God's got this. Even when they're staring death right in the face, God's got this. Even when they struggle with physical impairment, they use the words, God's got this. God's got this. So it's my hope that you and I all can grow to that same depth in our relationship with God. That regardless of what happens around us, regardless of how long we walk in the valley of dry bones, may our faith grow that deep that we can know, truly know, that God's got this now into all of eternity. And regardless of the end result of this suffering, whether it is indeed a miracle and God creating a vast army of faithful men and women to go and proclaim his good news once again in this world, whether it's that or God just takes you into all eternity and then restores you, makes you whole, or whether it's you just journeying through this pain, may we all grow to that point in our lives where we can echo with everything we do, God's got this. And we can end the sentence, the Lord has done this for me as well. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, you are fully aware that in the valley of dry bones, that is very difficult for us to see beyond the horizon. It's very difficult for most of us to see you grabbing dry bones and restoring it back to full life again. And so our prayer this morning is for those who find themselves right now in some valley, whether it's emotional, intellectual, spiritual, or even physical. Lord, remind us that you are there with us. And even more so that you have placed us in this dark valley to remind us of your strength and your power and your goodness, to remind us that in you, all things work to the good for those who love you. And you know, Lord, that we love you dearly, and we ask that you would give us the strength in our times of weakness to hold on to your love, knowing that regardless of how we feel right now, you've got this. And you will bring life to these dead bones. In fact, Lord, you've already done so. In and through Jesus Christ, you've brought eternal life to all of us. And so we ask that you would encourage us to keep that in mind in our valleys of dry bones, that we will never experience this in eternal life. We'll never experience this kind of pain and hurt and grief and loss and even despair in heaven. And so this morning we ask that you would encourage us to keep fighting the good fight. Keep speaking your word into our valley of dry bones. Keep speaking your truth, that you have conquered the grave, that death and pain and hurt, it's all lost its sting when we keep eternity the main thing. We ask that you'd guide us, Lord, through this. Remind us of your faithfulness and truth. In Jesus' name we pray.